And now taking a look at the latest sports this morning here on KJAN. Taking a look at high school volleyball scores for you from last night in regional semifinal volleyball play last evening around the area. A few area teams were in action, and that included Southwest Valley. Des Moines Christian knocked them off in three straight games, 25-20, 25-20, and 25-16. Fremont Mills was a winner in three straight over Bowyer Valley, 25-16, 25-23, and 25-11. Guthrie Center defeated Martinsdale St. Mary's in four games, 25-21, 18-25, 25-23, and 25-19. Pick up the victory there. Also locally, it was Maple Valley Anthon Odo defeating Underwood 25-22, 25-20, 23-25, 21-25, and 15-13, as that went to five games there. And also Stanton defeated Griswold 25-9, 25-10, and 25-23 in last night's volleyball play there. That was regional semifinal action in Class 1A. And those teams that were winners will move on now here to the regional finals. Those will be played next Wednesday night, November the 6th, and that'll be at 7 p.m. for all those matchups. Fremont Mills takes on Lamar's Galen Catholic. That'll be played at Onawa. Stanton will take on Murray. That'll be played in Creston. And Guthrie Center will face AGWSR in Norwalk. Those all coming up at Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for those regional finals. In other sporting news for you here this morning, Wisconsin running back Melvin Gordon nearly went to Iowa. The Hawkeyes will soon get to see what they missed out on. Gordon, a sophomore who reneged on a verbal commitment to Iowa in favor of the 22nd-ranked Badgers, has emerged as the nation's most productive running back heading into Saturday's game in Iowa City. Gordon has run for 1,012 yards on 9.5 yards per carry and has at least 140 yards six times in seven games. But Iowa leads the nation with just two touchdowns rushing allowed and is 12th at 18.1 points allowed per game. And those two teams square off. Battle for the Heartland Trophy coming up here later on this morning. 9 o'clock the pregame, 11 o'clock is kickoff there between Iowa and Wisconsin, as we'll have Gary Dolphin, Ed Podolak, and the crew with the call for you here on the Hawkeye Radio Network. Paul Rhodes is painfully aware that he hasn't knocked off Kansas State since becoming coach at Iowa State 5 years ago. The point is driven home by how close he's come to doing it. He lost by 1 point on a missed extra point in his first year, lost by a touchdown the next 2 years, and last year his scrappy Cyclones took the then number 6-ranked Wildcats down to the wire in a 27-21 defeat. The Cyclones have had their share of close losses this season too. They hope to finally turn around their fortunes when they head to Manhattan, Kansas today to take on the Wildcats, and that game will be played at 2:30 here this afternoon, and that'll be televised on Fox Sports 1 as the Cyclones look for their first Big 12 victory of the season, and the Wildcats are just 1-3 in Big 12 play. In other sports, newcomers Paul Pierce and Joe Johnson scored 19 apiece in the Brooklyn Nets 101-100 win over Miami as they ended a 13-game skid against the Heat dating to March of 2009. The Heat fell to 1-2 and have dropped two consecutive games for the first time since January 8th and 10th. Minnesota surprised the Oklahoma City Thunder 100-81 behind Kevin Love's 24 points and 12 rebounds. Ricky Rubio added 14 points, 10 assists, and 5 steals. The T-Wolves clamped down on Thunder star Kevin Durant, who was held to 13 points on 4 of 11 shooting. Derek Jeter and the Yankees worked out a $12 million one-year deal that kept the captain from going on the open market, while Joe Nathan, Jose Varez, Ubaldo Jimenez, Kurt Suzuki, and Franklin Gutierrez were among the players who became free agents yesterday. The Mets declined their option on injured pitcher Johan Santana, while Boston exercised its option on pitcher John Lester. Fred Couples takes a two-shot lead over Peter Senior into today's third round of the Charles Schwab Cup Championship. Couples has shot two straight 65s in the Champions Tour's season-ending event. Beholder won the $2 million distaff by 4.5 lengths at Santa Anita, spoiling Royal Delta's bid for a third straight victory at the Breeders' Cup, with veteran jockey Gary Stevens aboard the winner. Stevens, who at 50 began a comeback in January that included winning the Preakness Stakes, earned his ninth career cup win and first since 2000. The Breeders' Cup day number two continues today with the Breeders' Cup Classic being the nightcap at around 5 o'clock here tonight. And this is precisely what Derek Johnson envisioned when he stepped into the Kansas City Chiefs locker room as a wide-eyed rookie coming off a record-setting career at Texas. He expected to be a Pro Bowl player. He expected the Chiefs to win more than they lost. He expected to be the face of the team, the best player on the field. And just as he was going back into his schoolboy days, running around the worn and weathered fields of Waco, Texas. Getting there, though, has been a little bit more unexpected. He was benched midway through his career, then had to work his way back into the starting lineup. Became, once again, a Pro Bowl linebacker, and he's one of the undisputed leaders of a Chiefs team that's 8-0 heading into Sunday's game at Buffalo. That game will, of course, determine if the Chiefs can go to 9-0, and they would be doing that heading into their bye week. Before then, they would face the Denver Broncos two times in 3 weeks with those matchups anticipated in the tightly contested AFC West. We'll have that ball game between the Chiefs and the Bills coming up for you on Sunday. We'll pick it up right around kickoff after our church services on Sunday morning. It's a noon kickoff here on KJAN. We'll have that coverage for you with Mitch Holtis, Lynn Dawson, Kendall Gammon, and the crew on the Chiefs Radio Network. Also, of course, a host of football to be played here on a college football Saturday once again. We'll take a look at some of the top 25 matchups here for you. Northern Illinois is set to take on a Massachusetts on the road, the 17th-ranked Huskies there. 24th-ranked Wisconsin is at Iowa, as we mentioned. That game we'll have for you later here this morning. Ohio State, the 4th-ranked team in the country, is at Purdue. 14th-ranked South Carolina hosts Mississippi State. 25th-ranked Notre Dame will host Navy. 22nd-ranked Michigan State hosts 21st-ranked Michigan. 8th-ranked Clemson is at Virginia. 11th-ranked Auburn is at Arkansas. 9th-ranked Missouri hosts Tennessee. 15th-ranked Texas Tech will host 18th-ranked Oklahoma State in the Big 12 action today. 20th-ranked UCLA will host Colorado. Also, a 3rd-ranked Florida State hosts 7th-ranked Miami in one of the anticipated matchups of the day. And then 12th-ranked Texas A&M will host UTEP. And 16th-ranked Fresno State will host Nevada later on here, one of the late fall games. That's some top 25 action for you in college football today. That's a look at some of the latest sports for you here this morning here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.